So he dreams about this and he's terrified, just like anybody else when you're young. And then finally dreams of it as being carried by the storm and survived. Didn't die there. So he woke up with nightmare or experience. So he tells the story to his mother or father. Mothers don't say much, fathers doesn't say much, but they say, go tell it to your grandmother or grandfather. So if he does tell the story to his grandfather, the grandfather will know right away, this child is gifted. He is able to understand things, spiritual connection. So they start to encourage him to have a dream. They even ask the kid, you know, to dream again. Next time when you dream about the storm, try to be in it. You know, try to be friend with the storm and try to control it later. So that's the beginning. That's a very basic instruction, but that's not all there is. There is much more to it than that. So in this way, the young child is now encouraged to go back to his dream. And next time when he dreams the same terrifying things, so he will be able to overcome his fears in the dream and be able to understand the mystery about this thing and begin to understand and able to form it into a being rather than an element. So it became its friend. It became his encouraged to try to overcome it, to have it control over it in his dream. And if he can do that, he's a gift person. He can control the wind, the storm. He can call it in his lifetime to use it. And so is many other things. So he can do the same thing with water, with animals, with other things, even human beings. So it comes more complicated when you deal with the human, because the human has the same gift, and there's a bit more knowledge is necessary in order for you to deal with the human than it is to do with the element or the thing. So the spirit world is that kind of stuff, but it is to do with the brain. So the spirit live in the person, but actually contact is in the brain. The spirit can say that it's all contained in your body. The spirit can be himself or itself as a person, just like your body, but it has no material substance. It can disappear, it can appear, and sometimes it is, yeah, like a ghost or experience, ghost. Yes, people have experienced that. But that is a part of the spirit. Maybe that is why people believe there is a ghost, and the ghost is the spirit of a person. So I cannot explain exactly, because it's not much time to explain in this tape recording. So at least that's the beginning of the teaching of the young person in the First Nation culture. You must grow up with this experience. You must grow up with it. You must dream. That's what they call, I think it is, dream quest. When you experience this dream quest, or when you are able to dream something that you wish to dream, you will next be able to have a vision dream that you'll be able to just trance yourself or put yourself in a sleeping state, and then have a dream come to you, so you can see things rather than your brain works itself. It just comes to you. You actually will something to see as you go close your eyes. And that is what they call a dream vision. That's my understanding. Many people explain these things differently. Many spiritual leaders in across this country have different ways of explaining. The way I understand it myself, it's this way. And I grew up in the Muskego country. And this is made a man to be a man 50% of his being. He can be a powerful person because he has that. That depending how much he has developed, how much he has gained, and how much he had obtained. There is no limit, they say, a person can obtain. as long as you wish to know more, the more it will be there.